approaching 720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians, they know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
And all that is Sandra and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. There's so much happening all over the country, and it feels like the big three today. The big three today will offer you a lot of other Jara opportunities. You know, there's so much to talk about, and you can just, you know, jump in and talk about whatever story catches your fancy, because like I said, there's so much happening all over the country. So first up, coming in from Delta State, let's call that our first hard fact of the day. Coming in from Delta State, the House of Assembly has passed a local government autonomy bill. We're going to see the details of that story. It came in just before I got on air. So we're waiting for details of that story, what exactly it means for the people of Delta State. And then we'll share that with you. So consider that a first hard fact of the day. And then there's also, you know, what's the word I'm looking for now? The President Muhammadu Buhari, giving Adamu Adamu, the Minister of Education, 2 weeks to resolve issues of contention regarding the strike by ASUU. So 2 weeks to call off the strike, the President has given the Ministry of Education. So that's your second hard fact of the day. Third hard fact of the day, if you auditioned for I Beg to Differ, I recommend that you check your email. If you auditioned for I Beg to Differ, check your email. So we've been trying to reach some of you, but we can't. We've sent you an email. We've tried to call. We've not gotten a response yet, but we are getting lots of responses from the alternate candidates. So if we wait and wait and wait, and we don't hear from Ajike Deborah Joseph, Omanufeme Ogenefego Chidima, Makinde Adeleye, if we don't hear from these three people by Friday's tomorrow at 12 noon, if by tomorrow 12 noon we don't have an email from Makinde Adeleye or Manufeme Ogenefego Chidema and Ajike Deborah Joseph, if we don't hear from these three people, we're going to have to find other people in the alternate list to replace them. Let me tell you a little bit about these people that we're looking for, that were trying to find their information. So, Ajike Deborah Joseph is 15 years old, right? Yeah, she's 15 years old. She's from the Wellspring College, Lagos. Ajike Deborah Joseph is 15 from Wellspring College here in Lagos. Ogenefego is 15. In SS3 at Reagan Memorial Baptist Girls Secondary School. So Ajike Deborah Joseph is 15 in SS2, while Ogenefego is 15 in SS3 at Reagan Memorial Baptist Girls Secondary School. That's in Yaba here in Lagos. We've been trying to reach both of them. They haven't been available. We will replace them by Friday, 12 noon, if we can't reach them. So if you know them, you're their parent, you're their sister, their uncle, their friend, you're their principal, their teacher, their neighbor, you go to the same church with them, please tell them to check their email and respond before 12 on Friday. We're also trying to reach Makinde. Makinde is 14 in SS1 and he attends Lightbearers College. He's 14 in SS1 at Lightbearers College. Makinde Adeleye, one of our top 14. He's actually the 14th seed. If we don't hear from Makinde, we're going to find somebody else to replace him in the tournament. We have to hear from all of them, receive all their documents by Friday, 12 noon on Friday, or we're going to have alternate candidates. And the great thing about the alternate candidates is that they're hurriedly sending their emails. They don't even want to hear Chiré Kambia. They're sending the emails that we require from them. And the emails, they're simple stuff, because we need to confirm that you're the age you say you are. We need to confirm you're in the class you say you are. We need to confirm that you are actually in school, because the 1 million naira you win in the tournament is supposed to be helpful towards your education. So you have to be in school to be able to get it. So the information we're looking for is just proof that you're in these places. So again, to three of them, if we don't hear from them by 12 Friday, this Friday, we'll pick other children to replace them in the tournament. So Ajike Deborah Joseph, Omanufeme Ogenefego Chidima, and Makinde Adeleye. We hope that we'll hear from them by Friday. All right. Well, let's get into today's show. I've got a great show for you today. We'll talk about students writing exams on the floor in Ogun State. Students writing exams on the floor in Ogun State. Then let's talk about the Osun APC challenging the election result. Oh, yes, that's happening. And then let's talk about Adeboye debunking rumors that he endorsed Tinubu. On The Glass Ceiling today, we'll bring you great conversation. And on Balogun and Broad, I want us to talk about the business of art. Expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour, every hour. And expect that we'll continue a conversation that we started yesterday at 6 p.m. today. Remember, we have a new segment on Hard Facts. It starts at 6:15 every day. And we had such a great conversation yesterday, but we've moved on to yet a new level of that conversation, if you like, you know. And today from 6:15, how much of your success outside the home should you sacrifice for your siblings and other family members? There's this career politician who has been planning to run for office, but his family asked him to step down. Why? Because his elder brother suddenly decided to run for the same office. So how much of your success outside the home should you sacrifice for your siblings and other family members? Today at 6:15, we'll talk about that. But right now, let's get into today's Big Three. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your Hard Facts.
This is the Big Three.
On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Why were students in Ogun State sitting on the floor in the first place? Should the APC challenge the Osun Guba result? Should CAN be giving voting guidelines? Those are the Big Three, Lagos. Let's talk. Our first story is from Ogun State. A couple of days ago, some pictures from a school there went viral. If you're watching our live stream, I'm showing you the picture of the students sitting on the floor. Those pictures showed students at St. Kizito's High School sitting on the floor to write their exams. They didn't have desks in their classroom. If you're watching our live stream, you're seeing that picture right now. You can see the students crouched on the floor, managing to write their papers. As you can imagine, when that picture hit social media, there was outrage. And in response to the backlash, the state government has taken action. They sent desks to the school. I'm showing you a picture now of the new desks that just arrived. Our live stream is Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. So you can see pictures there. You can see the picture of the desks there in the school. We also got confirmation from the chairman of the school's alumni association. He said, quote, "I wish to express our gratitude to Ogun State Government on behalf of the Alumni Association of St. Kizito's High School for coming to our rescue at the point of our needs. I was informed this afternoon at about 2:10 p.m. That Ogun State Government supplied some desks and chairs to St. Kizito's High School Iwoping today. Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. We appreciate the state government and our governor for this prompt intervention and support. We look forward to more support and collaboration in the area of school renovation, ICT equipment, teaching learning materials, and teachers, among others, to support the over 1,300 students in St. Kizito's High School, Iwoping." End quote. Should we be grateful to a government for providing desks? Should the government not have made sure that the school had desks in the first place? Should the people of Ogun State be thanking the government for bringing the desks, or should they be asking their government why those children were writing exams on the floor? The alumni chairman had a long shopping list there. I wonder how long it will take for the government to meet all those needs. And that's just one school. I wonder how the other schools in Waterside local government area are doing. I'm also wondering if heads will roll. Do you think heads should roll? Is it enough for the governor to order more desks? Or should he be probing and sacking those who should have provided those desks to begin with before now? Children are writing exams on the floors in government schools. How unasia? 0700-993-993-993. Women, call us on 01465-7190. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. How are you? Good afternoon.
Hello, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Okay, I want to speak on the issue of Ogun State.
Okay.
I want to tell you that what you see in Ogun State that is just a normal thing. Go to Cross River State and go and see.
So we have the same thing happening in Cross River State as well.
In Cross River, the primary school, go, even in my own village, I can call it. Go and go and go in there. Even in some school, there is no even the building itself. They are just using all this to come to school. There is no shame. Nothing at all is there.
So, does the government know that this is happening? Are they doing anything?
They know about it.
Okay.
When it is a time of election, they will come there. When it is a time of campaign, they will come there. They know everything about it.
What are the people doing about it?
At times, those boys that are living in Lagos, they will try to, meeting, they try to call. Even as I'm talking now, they are planning how to build the primary school. Since the government are not doing anything, so that the children will be able to see where they can to raise the building up.
Thank you so much for calling. So the answer, as usual, is to adjust. They no give me life jacket. Buy your own life jacket. They no give me desk for school. Buy your own desk. They no give you this. Do your own. They don't do you this, do your own. Adjust, adjust, adjust. We've got Obi on the line. Obi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Finally, I get to speak with you.
I'm glad you're here today.
Anyways, I'll be talking about the Ogun State. The chairman of the alumni that is saying thank you is just being hypocrite, because this whole government sending new decks to a school that has been in existence, if I'm not mistaken, even if it's just 5 years.
The fact that they have alumni tells you they've been existing for a while.
It's in existence for a while, and now a government is sending chairs. Where are the people, the authorities in the school? What are their jobs? What have they been doing? Have they made plans to get these chairs all along, and there was no response? Why is it now that they are sending chairs when the whole world has known? Like, do we Nigerians have to wait till we are disgraced before we know the right thing to do? And like you said, we don't know of other schools. This is just the one that happened to, you know, get into
trend
the media.
Online, yeah.
Do we have to wait before we do the right thing? Are they telling me they don't have the commissioner of education in Ogun State? What is his job? His or her job? I don't know if it's a female or a male. What are they paying him or her for being in office? They have inspection teams where they go to inspect. What? Look, I'm not grateful for whatever has been done there. I feel it's another trick to get his way back, whoever is wanting to go back into office. I feel this is a trick to win his.
You think
his
he's only doing this because he has re-election coming up?
Exactly. That's bullshit. You can't do that to children.
Obi, thank you very much for calling. We've got Afolabi on the line. Afolabi, welcome. Hello, Afolabi, are you there?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome, Afolabi.
Please, I want to ask a question.
Okay.
I don't know which local government is that school in Busit.
The local government is called... hold on, let me get the name for you again. Where is that? Where is that? Because I said it. Well, Waterside Local Government Area.
Waterside? I'm not sure if there's any local government of such
in Ogun State.
But the problem is, I know one school in Lagos that is Saint Kizito in Ifakojai. Ifakojai local government.
Well, this one is in Ogun State.
I don't know. That's what I want to show. Because when you mentioned Waterside, there's Waterside around that St. Kizito school that Iju Water Works.
Okay.
So, actually, I think that school is in Lagos, not Ogun.
So, why is Ogun State fixing the problem?
I'm not getting it. I'm not getting the story.
All right.
Maybe I'll still have to make more confirmation.
Okay, I follow. But yes, it's the place is a whopping in Ogun Waterside area of Ogun State. We've got Alex on the line. Alex is in Ikeja. Hi, Alex. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. 99.3. Hello. All right. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. We've got a message here. From Annie. Annie says, there are many schools in Ogun State like that. They're just embezzling the money. We've got a message here from Prince Mac here in VI. Prince Mac says, truth is, we've been adjusting since time immemorial in Nigeria. We provide our light. We dig our borehole. We provide our own security. We contribute money to buy transformers and electric poles. We contribute money to patch roads. The list is endless. So no be today adjustment start. Prince Mac says, okay, not be today starts, but which day go end? Abi will go adjust tire. We've got a message here from Anne in Lekki. Anne says, I schooled in Ogun State as well as Igamode Grammar School, Ota. We were personally responsible for bringing in our chair and desk, and you guard it jealously. Sometimes it gets stolen by another student that probably doesn't have, so we have to buy again. It's like survival of the fittest, and it seemed normal. Now, in hindsight, how could we have lived like that? Anne, I'm glad you're thinking about it. We've got Young in Ikorodu on the line. Hi, Young.
Hi, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
How are you doing today?
I'm very well.
All right. The issue of Ogun State school desk. It's not. I'm not speaking on specifically on Ogun State. I'm trying to speak on the failure of our government concerning education in Nigeria.
Okay.
Especially secondary and primary education. I don't know what is happening in this nation. Honestly speaking, recently I traveled to Imo State. One of the most popular girl secondary schools in a certain part of the state. I'm not going to mention the name. I may mention the name of the school, but I'm not going to mention the part. One Holy Rosary girl secondary school. My dear sister, when I finished my primary education in 1989, Most of my classmates, the female ones, were admitted into that school. As I traveled to Imo State this year, that school is a shadow of, in fact, it's a thick forest. I am telling you, I'm not exaggerating.
Okay.
It's a thick forest. When I made the inquiry, it said that it was, you know, collapsing and nobody did anything about it. And that thing I'm telling you is a tick for it. It was missionary school before the government took over that school. And today is a tick forest capable of harboring criminals. I am telling the truth. I'm not exaggerating. So, and now government provided desk for school people that are sitting on the floor, and somebody with due respect, in his right senses, are congratulating the government for doing his ultimate duty. Like you said, we keep adjusting. How long do we have to adjust?
Young, thank you for calling. If you just tuned in, hello to you. We are Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Why were students in Ogun State sitting on the floor in the first place? If you're watching our live stream, I'm showing you a picture that trended a couple of days ago from a school called St. Kizito's High School. They were sitting on the floor. They were writing exams. They did not have desks in their classroom. In fact, the floor looked muddy in the photographs that we saw. So there was outrage online when the pictures hit social media and the state government swung into action, sent desks to the school. If you're watching our live stream, I'm showing you pictures of the new desks as well. They just arrived. And we got confirmation from the chairman of the school's alumni association, who expressed gratitude to the Ogun State Government on behalf of the Alumni Association of St. Kizito's High School, thanked him for coming to their rescue in their time of need, appreciated the state government's effort for this prompt, might I add, intervention and support, and then went on to say, well, we look forward to school renovation, ICT equipment, teaching and learning materials, and teachers, amongst other support, to the over 1,300 students at St. Kizito's High School, a whopping. And my question was, and still is, should we be grateful to a government for providing desks? Let's even say that it's a private school. Let's say that a private school doesn't have desks. Shouldn't the government ensure that before a school can call itself a school, whether you are private or public, you have the environment that qualifies you as a school? And one of the basic things you have to have as a school is a desk. It's very basic. I went to a missionary school, and my missionary school provided desks and chairs for you. Now, I remember that when we started at the time, you had to sign it off, you know, you sign it, write your reg number on the desk and the chair, and then you had to guard that chair and desk for the rest of your time in school. So when you're not using the chair and the desk, you lock it up with a padlock, because some people, their own break, or they lose it because they carry it somewhere and then try to steal yours. But when you come into the school provides a desk for you and a locker for you. You have to manage that desk and the chair for the 6 years of school. When it spoils, you have to replace it on your own, but part of what your school fees covers is the provision of that desk. So even if it were a private school, private schools are under the jurisdiction, the supervision of the state ministries of education. So should we be grateful if a school does not have desks and the government says, okay, let's send them desks because they're dragging us online? Shouldn't the government have made sure the school had desks in the first place? Share your thoughts with me when we come back from this break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away. Took you to Ogun State. For our second story, let's take you to Osun State. The Osun State APC will challenge Adeleke's victory at the tribunal. That's our second story. Ademola Adeleke has received his certificate of return from INEC, so he's officially the governor-elect. But the state APC is saying, not so fast. Now, this is not unusual. We're used to seeing parties challenging election results at tribunal. The unusual thing here is President Buhari has accepted the results. Buhari, of course, is an APC member, but he seems to disagree with his party over whether the election was free and fair. I mean, he congratulated Adeleke, and he said the elections were great. He said, quote, "This is what democracy is all about, respect of the will of the people." The successful conduct of Oshun Decides 2022 is a demonstration of the maturity and the commitment of all stakeholders towards strengthening the integrity of the electoral process in Nigeria. I remain fully committed to leaving behind a legacy of credible elections in Nigeria. End quote. Those are the words of the president. And the president is saying two things, there. First, that the Oshun elections were clean. Second, that they were clean because of his leadership in improving elections. Is the APC disagreeing with the president? Were the Oshun elections free and fair? I want to hear from people who are from Oshun State, especially on that story. What do you think about the APC and Buhari not being on the same page? If the APC goes to the tribunal, are they questioning Buhari's claim of leaving a legacy of free elections? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. And yes, you can talk to me about our first story. For that story, I took you to Ogun State, where students were sitting on the floor to write their exams. And when the picture surfaced on social media, Dapo Abiodun's government sent desks to that school. But that's just one school. How many other schools in that local government are sitting on the floor? Should heads roll for situations like this? Is it enough for the governor to order more desks? Or should he be probing and sacking those who should have provided those desks before now? We heard from the alumni chairman of that school, thanking the government, praising them for rescuing them in their time of need very promptly, he said, and then asking for other things, ICT equipments, teachers, training. They have 1,300 people going to that school. He said, grateful. We are grateful to the government. Should we be grateful to a government for providing desks? Desk, desk, desk. Shouldn't the government have made sure that the school had desks in the first place? Should the people of Ogun State be thanking the government for bringing the desk? Or should they be asking the government, why were these children sitting on the floor in the first place? 99.3, hello. 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 All right. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Femi. I'm calling from Command.
Welcome. Welcome. Go ahead.
Do you remember something that broke about 2 or 3 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, that said upstairs most of the states are not disbursing the counterpart funding for education, but they are spending that money on the pension for life to the governors?
Right.
These are some of the things. Therefore, for that question you asked, who is supposed to be responsible? The following people are: number one, the state governor.
Okay.
Number two, the special assistant to the governor on education.
Mm.
Number three, the permanent secretary of Ministry of Education. Then the commissioner of education. Then the state universal basic education board chairman. Those people are responsible. They are the ones. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name, ma'am?
The one and only Tankraya Adipo.
My one and only Tankraya. Welcome.
I for do my Tankraya, but the foul now we did, and there's no corn.
No
for the foul to do. No corn because there's no strength.
Sorry.
We take all can do now. One or two. We just do our this, but I don't mean my salary go come low now.
Okay.
How you doing?
I did. Can't wait. Welcome.
Sandra, I know they need big phone. Now they work. Me then do them.
Okay.
And they work with that.
Okay.
So know they need big phone. That's my take.
Okay.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Sunday in Lekki on the line. Hi, Sunday.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. As I normally say, when evil continues in the land, it will become a tradition.
Okay.
Yeah. I've seen this country as a place whereby people, we give people a chief person title even when they fail to do their responsibility at the right time.
Okay.
So we are congratulating them, telling them thank you. When they're supposed to provide a desk for the children before now, I'm very surprised.
You're very surprised.
Thank you.
All right, Sunday, thank you so much for calling. Who do we have on the line? The call screener is taking her time with that one. So let me go to WhatsApp and see the messages we've got. Sandra, I went to a school in Benue whereby from the day you gain admission in the school, you provide your desk, your chair, and other things. And you do not manage, and if you do not manage it, it can be stolen. It's a very, very shameful situation. They're in Ogun State and they're hypocrite alumni. That's Mike from Lambasa with that message there. Mike, thank you very much for your message. Taiwo from Ejibo says, the quick response of Ogun State government is a result of political wind that blew in Osun with the new electoral law. The politicians now realize that the power to vote them in and out is gradually returning to the people. And now they know that they may be sent packing from office if they fail to do the right thing. All right, Taiwo. But from what I've heard about Dakwa Abiodun's Ogun State, he would need to do a lot of work. I've seen pictures of different roads in Ogun State that are absolutely terrible, you know. So if it's fear of the people and fear of losing election, he has a lot of work to do. Olainka is on the line. Olainka, welcome.
Yeah, well done, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
I'm so happy to be here. First of all, to clear what one caller was doubting about. Yeah, I work in Ogun State, Yabu Waterside here. Yeah. I know the place for so, congratulating the Pabiodo for bringing decks is just a way of saying that Pabiodo, I'm available for any assignment from that chairman to my own thinking. Because I don't know what you are looking at. You are claiming to be the chairman of an online set of a school that doesn't have chairs, and you couldn't do anything. You couldn't remind the government that you don't have chairs in your school until the government came and now alighting ICT, alighting. Where were you before? Where were your demands before? You understand? I'm talking about the Osun State, this thing. Buhari is just playing on APC's intelligence. Whoever wins 2020 election, either PDP or APC, Buhari is fine. If he goes to PDP, he's going to his brother. If he goes to APC, he's going to his party. So he coming out to say it's fair and play. Fair and fair. We understand what he's trying to do. And I don't know what APC is going to the court for, because I don't know how you would say somebody rigged under your watch as the sitting governor. Thank you so much.
All right, Olainka from Ogun State, thank you for calling. Sharon Ikorodu is on the line. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This thing, like people have been talking about where they schooled and everything, it shows the lack of interest in education in our country.
Okay.
Now we are still fighting about the university. If they cannot provide the necessary thing for people in secondary and primary school, what else are they expecting us? And everything all falls to these people that are leading us. They are so mean. Why am I saying they are mean? My dad will tell me that when he was a child, when he was still in school, he was telling me experiences that he had, that he enjoyed as a child. So if those people in their time as leaders help them to enjoy the country, enjoy the education, make things available to them, why did they not take precedence from what they experienced as children, as youth? There was even a time where I was told that when you finish school, there's a job waiting for you. You have a choice where you can make choices and do, as in, go to school with your whole heart. You are happy to go to school because you know there's a job. But now, even to graduate, they cannot allow people to graduate. They will mostly provide the basic need for children. Are they supposed to bring chair to school? What are we not going to see in this country?
Sharon, thank you very much for calling. You know, at that time when our parents were going to school, there were very few people going to school. Very few people could afford to go to school because people were really, really poor. You know, so population of people that could go to school at that time, very, very, very small. So that's why there were lots of jobs, because that was also around the time where you had the British leaving the country in their numbers. So there were not a lot of very qualified people to take the jobs that they were leaving behind. You had all these jobs being created because Nigeria was freshly independent. All these institutions were getting built. People needed to be in those jobs, you know. So the elders of today had the best of Nigeria, you know. some people will say, you for just leave him the way we meet him. You know, you don't need to come down. You don't need to go up. Just leave him as you meet him. You understand? But that's where we have found ourselves. Let me talk to Christopher in Ikoyi. Hi, Christopher.
Yes, Christopher, your senior special advisor.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. President Sander, you're right about the movement. It's after the bones on the Benin Express Road on the right hand side there.
Okay.
So you're right. Quick one. There's a school at it for here.
What's the name?
Going towards Oshodi.
What's the name?
Whenever I'm driving along that express, I will see the students sitting on the windows. Hello, President Sandra.
Sitting on the windows. What's the name of the school?
I will check. If it's solo, something is solo.
Okay, so next time you pass by, Christopher's network just doesn't like Christopher. Next time you pass by, find out the name of that school and share it with me. Nigerians need to get into the habit of reporting. We don't like to report because, let's not get somebody into trouble. Let's not make them lose their livelihood. But if they care about their livelihood, they'll do their job. We need to get into the habit of reporting. We need to get into the habit of blowing whistle. You see something, you say something. So you see something going wrong somewhere, say something. Call the name of the place. If you know the name of the school, name of the principal, name of the teachers, name of the person that has the contract to provide the chairs, call the names out. So that way, we'll not be like, I know someone. There's a... don't be anonymous with it. You can maybe you can be anonymous with your own name. You know, don't tell us your name, but tell us, like, give the information. So if your child is going to a school where they're sitting on the floor in school in this Lagos, call me. Tell me the name of the school. Tell me the name of the principal. Tell me if it's a private school or a public school. Let's name and shame. We need to, like, imbibe the culture of naming and shaming. That's how some of these problems get fixed. I'm telling you, in societies that work, naming and shaming is such a big part of their culture. They know they cover person's shame, you know, because when you cover one person's shame, that one person's shame becomes the next one and the next one and the next one. And before you know what's happening, it's a society of covering shame. And a society that is covering shame is a society that is not ready to work. Because what happens when you have a wound and you don't treat it and you keep covering it with plaster? It will just be going worse and worse and worse until now they have to cut off the leg or you get gangrene and die. Or something. I know I'm sounding very dramatic, but you have to think about like development in those in really, really dramatic terms. It's better to overreact than to underreact. If we want to get to where we want to get to as a society. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
Lisa, let's call him.
Welcome.
I don't know why we should be thinking our government for providing benches and stools for pupils in school. First of all, I want to ask, what are they doing with the educational tax? I'm a small scale business owner, and every year I pay educational tax. So you can imagine it, because sometimes when I look into my book, the amount we pay for education, I want the other big company, what are they not? What would they be paying? And yes, somebody now will now be thanking government for doing thanking them for their responsibilities. It's very, very funny. Ogun State is the worst. I've never seen that. When you go to Ogun State Road, it's a suicidal mission. I keep asking myself, what are the people in this place looking at? So terrible. And yet they'll come and be telling us that doing this. That I'll be wondering, what are they doing? What are they doing that we cannot see them? Are they ghosts? Or those things that are doing, they're not in this field, they're not in this physical world. So I don't know why I should be paying educational tax and my child will be sitting down on the floor in the school. And all this saying that we don't want to put people into trouble, then we continue to be like this. If that's the case, I don't know why we cannot see things and report the way like I've said. It's very, very easy.
Alex, Bele. We've got Kevin in Lagos. Hi, Kevin.
Yes, Sandra.
Welcome.
I'm on the road.
Okay.
Good afternoon. The last
call,
no vessel. You know, about 40 years ago, Bob Marley sang a song, Emancipate Yourselves from Mental Slavery. But a lot of people have refused to emancipate themselves. That is why, if local government chairman does one or two things, he's trying, you know. He tried very well. There was a time in my local government, there was one water that was leaking. I don't know where it was leaking from.
Okay.
it was just, you know, the smell was something else.
Okay.
I had to go and, you know, do what I need to do to tell the local government chairman that they now removed it and evacuated it. The next thing they said, he's trying. He did it. He's trying for your job. So, until we get to know our rights and know that these people are there to serve us, this mediocrity will continue. The issue of education is under controlled bill. It's not under the exclusive bill.
Mm.
It is the priority of the governor. If you ask them, there are things like security that will tell you that it's not under our own purview, that it is the federal government, this and that. The one that is under your own, have you done it? So it's a complete mess. And for the man in Osun State, there is no need going about this. The people rejected you. I expected him to, you know, congratulate the, you know, incoming governor. And move on, and let the state move on. Sometimes they say that he has paid salary, it's not owing salary, but sometimes it's not at all about that. Let me tell you, in the history of America, there's no president that has created more jobs than Bill Clinton. But the people rejected his deputy when he wanted to come in 2000. And when he saw that he lost that election, or there was some discrepancies in that election, he congratulated the winner. That's what I expect any Democrat to do. So let him not waste his time. Let him congratulate the dancing incoming governor. And let his state move on. Thank you.
Kevin, thank you very much for calling. We've got Kudos in Lekki. Kudos, I love your name.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I want to contribute on this issue.
Yes, please.
You know, I remember some times ago, I'm from Akwa Ibom State.
Okay.
In my early primary school time, I remember one time, we're in school, and the school headmaster now come to us and tell us, today, expecting our governor to pass by, he's going to commission something somewhere in our environment, one of our Nigerian Institute for All-Time Research, NIFO. Institute for all time research. He said, all the students should come outside, line up, just give a wave as the governor is passing by to go and do the commission. So all the students now came outside, waved the governor. Wow, we waved the man. The man was just going. On his way going, the man just stopped. Break the protocol, just stop. All the convoy, that was Governor Yakubu Bako. He stopped. He came out with the military uniform. Look at us. Where's the student? Greet the student. Where's the headmaster? The man now came out. So, thank you very much. Thank you. Continue the journey. On his way back, he stopped again. We still come out again. When we had the siren, we come out again to wave. Hey! He stopped again. You know what the man did?
What?
He said, he didn't give money to anybody. He just said, I need to put a building here for the student. He gave us like four good buildings. Four good buildings. As I'm talking to you today in Akwa Ibom, in my own government, in my own village, the building is there.
Okay.
Fantastic. The ones that were there before, they were using about this for 4 inches block. But the man used 9 inches block and give us those buildings complete. Fantastic. See, today, I see that protocol. Now, when I enter secondary school, in your own place, you have to buy your own chair, you know, go with your school, write your name, with your chair, with your stool, put a lock on it. Anytime you are leaving school, you take it back. And if you want to leave the school, maybe you will have somebody that comes from your relative and all that, you hand over to him. That's how we do. It's only primary school that government provides chairs. But in secondary school, that the one I went to, you have to go with your own locker, your own seat.
Well, that's wrong.
I don't know. You provide your own. You go with your own.
Kudos. Thank you so much for calling. But that's wrong. You're not supposed to provide your own chair and table for learning. Hey, my God. Do you know that, as a society, we have normalized stuff ahead. That's why Nigerians excel when they are abroad. Because everything we get in this country, we have to fight 10 times as hard as our mates in other countries. So when we now get to a country where everything has been provided for you, your own are just to relax yourself and achieve and actualize. You see, the Nigerians are just wheel, flying to the top. God! Let me bring you our final story. Pastor Enoch Adeboye says that he has not met with or endorsed Bola Tinubu. You may have heard rumors flying around that Tinubu met with the GO of Redeemed to smooth over his selection of Kashim Shettima as running mate. Because many church leaders, including CAN itself, have said a Muslim-Muslim ticket is a bad idea for national unity. But Adeboye says the rumors are false. He also says he won't go against any decision that CAN and PFN make. Let me read what he wrote. He wrote, quote, "This is to inform the general public that Pastor E. Adeboye is under the authority of God, the Christian Association of Nigeria, and the Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria, and as such will not speak on behalf of Christians on issues regarding policies. Pastor E. Adeboye and the RCCG have not and will not endorse any candidate for the 2023 general elections in Nigeria. The news reported by Daily Post is false. Daily Post and other news outlets should desist from spreading false information about Pastor E.A. Adeboye and the RCCG, as it defeats the code and ethics of journalism, and the full weight of the law will be employed if such happens in the future. God bless." End quote. Like I always say, we fight fake news with facts. Tinubu is unveiling, quote-unquote, Shettima officially today. That's why the Muslim ticket matter is back in the headlines. We're hearing that some pastors and bishops are attending. If you check my Twitter right now, S Ezekwesili, I have pictures of the pastors and bishops. I even have a video. Check my Twitter right now. It's there. S Ezekwesili, that's my Twitter. You see the pictures, you see the videos for yourself. But we don't know who the pastors and bishops are. We don't know whether their attendance is just an attendance. We don't know whether it's an endorsement. We just know that they attended. Meanwhile, CAN has still not changed its initial position that a Muslim ticket or a Christian ticket should be unacceptable. We don't know yet whether CAN's National ESCO will go a step further and give actual voting advice. Some of their subnational bodies have done that. So, for example, the CAN Youth Wing in North Central has told its members to reject a Muslim ticket at the polls. Benue State Chapter has called the APC ticket a slap in the face. But I wonder, Lagos, do you think it would be acceptable for the national body, CAN National, to do the same thing? Or do you think that they should restrict themselves to simply giving advice, as they've done so far? What do you think? And what do you think of Adeboye's statement? I've got time to take one call before we have to take a very short break. So who's the lucky person going to be? 99.3, hello. All right, guess it's not your lucky day. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. How are you? Alex here.
Alex Walker. Go ahead.
So let me try and be fast at this. Sandra, I think the good thing that has come out of this Ogun State situation is that we seem to now have found a way of how to draw the ear of the governor. Okay. Just take it to social media, right?
Right.
Now, of concern to me is the fact that I think Nigerians tend to not... We have a poor understanding of the concept of government.
Okay.
Where government now functions like a charity organization.
Mm.
You know, in terms of giving... And in terms of receiving, you know, a charity organization will pick up clothes from those who don't need anymore and redistribute to those who need, right?
Yeah.
That's what our understanding of governance now is. Where you have this program where you do League of Extraordinary Nigerians.
Right.
If you reach out into your pocket, Sandra, and do the job of government, government will commend you. They will not even, that's the receiving part. They will commend you. They will be happy that you have done their job, right? How about the giving part? They will give you and be expected to be thanked for doing a great job, for thinking of them and being, you know, them being considerate. You understand my point? And that's why our public servants are confused. They no longer know their jobs. They don't see themselves as administrators.
Mm.
They see themselves as workers in that NGO. That NGO is the government of Nigeria.
Alex, thank you so much for calling. Always a pleasure to hear from Alex. We'll take a short break. When we come back from this break, I'll take more of your thoughts. We've got three stories on the big three today. What do you think about them? To a school where they asked them to buy 5 liters of pain. 5 liters of pain? I don't understand what you're trying to say there, but I do hope that you're going to write it again so that I can read it. If you just tuned in, hello to you. Good afternoon. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. On today's Big Three, we went to Ogun State to show you a school where students are sitting on the floor to learn. Then we went to Osun State, where the APC says they'll challenge the result of the elections. And then we talked about Adeboye debunking rumors that he endorsed Tinubu. On WhatsApp, we've got we have someone who says that Khan sent a video to churches. Okay, this is a message from Reverend Adeyemi, who says that Khan sent a video to churches, and he's from Ayetoro Itele in Ogun State. Now, unfortunately, I can't play this video just yet. I'm going to have to watch it before I share it on air. But thank you very much for sending it to us. Here's what I'll do. I will note this message so that I can watch it at my own time, and then comment on it. We've got Anonymous from Ijagun who says, Sandra, what you just said about Nigerians excelling phenomenally when they travel abroad is what I told someone today when we were talking about this discussion. When I went to Holy Child College, Ikoyi, Lagos, we resumed school with our own chair attached with the desk, done by our parents. Then it was under government before the school was returned back to the missionaries. Now the school is doing fantastically well. I don't think the governor of Ogun State did anything spectacular. He's simply doing his job, and that's my take. That's Anonymous. Anonymous, thank you very much. Adeshino says, Sandra, I hope your cough is going down now. Yes, it is. Thank you. Aw, thank you. I do have like a nice, like raspy thing to my voice now. I'm sounding like Toni Braxton. I kind of like it. Like, unbreak my heart. Say you love me again. So I love this like raspy, you know, thing that my voice is doing now. Love it. But I hate the process to get this voice though. Hate the process, but love the voice. We've got this message here that says, in my opinion, it's not a Muslim vote. It's more North and South vote across all parties. Okay. He has a message that says, a lot of Nigerians have seen things that are supposed to be their right as privilege. I've seen people argue that replacement of electric cables and poles is the responsibility of the citizens. Eh? Who argues that? Eh? I'm sorry, what? Henry from Shagamu with that message. People argue that it's their responsibility to replace cable and pole. Oh, my dear. Nah, no worry. Now, because we know they travel. Travel and see. When you travel, and you come back, your body go to pepper. You go to vex. Every day go to vex. You go to vex. You go to vex. And you don't even need to travel far. Like when I say travel and see, I don't mean travel go like Western country or Asian country. I mean travel go other African countries. Your body go to pepper you like this. Let's bring you business news and then we'll bring you the glass ceiling. Don't go away.